Kieran.
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome back. We'll say no more about Prague and the Irish team and all of that, but you must have come home very dejected, apart from anything else,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. A devastated note for the lads and all that. You'd be heartbroken, all right?
So you're cutting the hair of the Irish team. Well, it helped, but not helping from the point of view of a victory. So that's unfortunate.
Unfortunately. I know you'd be devastated and heartbroken for the lads, to be fair.
Okay. But you know what the team were telling me was that not only are you a Cork barber, not only are you in huge, huge demand, but you recently got a hair transplant.
Correct, yeah. So I was 11 months post-op last Wednesday, so I'm nearly coming up to the year of it there now. So it's been a great journey, I'm not going to lie. The level of confidence back into yourself and actually having a full hairline compared to having the corner forwards nearly gone to a wing back situation.
That's a good way of describing it. A receding hairline, is it?
Exactly. Either that or the McDonald's M. There'll be a few funny ones running around, right?
I know. That when you say that, McDonald's M, I can see the head with the McDonald's M. You know, it's got the bit on the left, bit on the right, small but coming halfway up the front and nothing else.
Exactly. But no, it's been a great journey so far. I'm delighted I have got done. I think it's very funny because I was very transparent with it on my socials for people to actually see the whole journey from day dot. And a lot of people are like, they're like, Jesus, I never realized your hairline was gone that bad. And I was good at covering it.
That means you were self-conscious of it, were you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It was always something it was never going to get any better anyway, unless I was to go under the surgery of getting it done.
So why did it bother you?
It's a confidence thing, isn't it? I think that's the biggest thing. Like, Joe, like with the way I look with men, you just got to look well, smell well, isn't it? It's Joey, very little. Little attributes, Joe. Joe, your hair is obviously a big pinpoint, and I think Ben as well, being in the industry as well, is another big part.
Did you feel as if you were under pressure to look your best, to conform, or something? Is it?
No, I think it was just the biggest thing is just it's more the self awareness of your own confidence. It's got me. I felt it was like a new chapter in my life. I'm 28 now, and it's definitely, you know. It's been a positive chapter, Joe. The next chapter in my life as well. That, like, it's something that I was able to move forward with more confidence within myself as well.
Yeah. Where did you go for it?
So I actually got it done in Manchester in KSL. They're open a year in Dublin now, next month as well. So obviously I've had a lot of clients come in that I got it done. And the biggest thing that I used to look at was the donor area. So that's where the hair is transplanted from.
Yeah.
So the area...
That's the back of the head, is it?
Yeah, the back of the head. Yeah, the back and the sides of the head. So, like, that area is testosterone resistant. So that means that's why you'll never... You know, like, the monk tantra, if you want to put it in that, instincts for people to understand. But, like, that area will never lose its hair because it's being testosterone resistant. And then, obviously, with the male ball pattern... That's due to high testosterone. That's what causes the hair loss.
I was curious as to where you decided to go, because I read an article a couple of weeks back, and no disrespect, I don't mean to generalize against all of the clinics in the places like Turkey as an example, or Eastern European countries, but it's being reported an alarming number of botched jobs.
Right. I was 2.5 years studying it, just between different clinics and going through different consultations. And it was down to one of my clients there, Alex Beasy. He had got it done in KSL, and like my biggest thing was the area of the donor area for the repair of it. Because obviously, like, I got the FUE, so it was about 2,200 grafts that I got done at the time.
Okay, so that's one graft is one hair.
No, so a graft—that's the hair shaft. So a graft of hair could be one hair follicle all the way up to four.
Okay.
So what they actually do as well in KSL was on your hairline, they actually put singular hair follicles on it, and then they go to double, triple to make it more natural looking as well.
Okay. So how many grafts?
I got 2,200.
Over what period of time?
It was an 8-hour long surgery.
Is it painful?
So the first 20 minutes, yeah, I'm not going to lie, is dirty enough. Got about between 80 to 100 injections in the back of the head.
So the first 20 minutes, now, forgive me for cutting across you, but just wonder, yeah. Is it like a bee sting every time, or is it like...
Yeah, it's you're getting a local anesthetic into your head, so it's I think the best thing, though, that the doctor talked me through it, I was confident in Dr. Matty as well, and he was like, right, we're 3/4 of the way there, we're 90% of the way there.
8 hours.
Done.
Do you get a break in the chair during 8 hours?
I had about a half an hour break. So the first part of it, they shaved my head. I had a mullet down to my shoulders, and I shaved that off. So I was that was a kind of a big moment. And then they went drawing on the hairline. And so I got to look at that 2 or 3 times to see, Joe, was I happy with it? And then they went in with the anesthetic then in the back and sides to start transplanting the
donor. But even with an anesthetic, you still felt it?
No. Once the anesthetic was in, there was no pain. It was painless then.
So it was the anesthetic, loads of little jabs all over the top of the head. That was the pain.
Exactly, yeah. The first 20 minutes, and then towards the end of it, Joe, when they're actually putting in the follicles into your hairline, that they inject your hairline then again. So you have that about just Joe, halfway through again.
Okay, but it's still 8 hours with a half an hour break. Like, what the heck, man? That's a long day.
Yeah, it's a long day, but then you look at the results, you have 8 hours of on a bed to a lifetime of a hairline.
No, I know the price by far outweighs the effort. It's just a long day.
It is, but it's an exciting day. So I was delighted to come away from it, and knowing that obviously it's a slow process as well. And what I've always said to clients, even coming in and people I've talked online, that like getting the transplant is 50% of the way there. It's what you do afterwards, which are aftercare as well, is hugely important.
Well, the problem with the botched jobs had to do with infections or the grafts not taking root. Is there always that worry that it just won't grow?
Yeah, to be fair, like you get a manual from KSL, follow that religiously, and you reap the reward then, like, because you're obviously on painkillers and antibiotics, and then obviously to deal with, any process of infection. They were in contact with me, nearly every day to every second day, just checking in to see how I was getting on as well.
So why would they range, say, for instance, I mean, people take hair holidays when they go abroad to Turkey to get it done, where they could get a package where they get change out of 2,200, 2,300 in Turkey. What was your price?
It was 8K.
So why is there, what's the difference?
I think the biggest difference is the work and quality of what's been done. And you can see that from online and from doing, they're over 10 years in the industry as well. I think the other big thing as well, they use a 0.6 millimeter of a needle for extraction of the donor area. So like that eliminates, that scarring as much as possible on the back of your head.
Yeah, still a lot of money for a day's work, though, 8 grand, isn't it?
It's your biggest hair, for instance.
It's their time. 8 grand?
Yeah. Like, I think the biggest thing as well, though, like, from it, like, Joe, there's so many options between, Joe, you can pay 20% on the day, 30% as a deposit, and you pay 50% over a year with zero APR, and then there's finance options as well. Like, at the end of the day, it is a medical procedure that you're getting done that, like, you want to have a top surgeon doing it. It's not, as I've said prior in my stories, it's not the difference of a price of a point being X amount in one pub and down the road, then it's X amount cheaper.
I know, you get what you pay for. No, I get that. Yeah. I get that. I do. I understand what you're saying. Because I also hear that dentists are saying that they have also had to kind of pick up on botched jobs for dental tourism from overseas, You get what you pay for.
Absolutely, you get what you pay for, and as I said, the recovery, like, for what you've done, like, I get PRP, I've got 3 sessions of that done, so that's plasma-rich platelets, so basically they take your blood and they spin it, and then it's injected back into your head, so what that does, it helps improve the thickness as well within your hair.
Okay, so have you got a full head now again, all parts?
I do, thank God, yeah.
Go on.
No, I think it was like roughly around the 7-month mark. Like I shaved my head 3 or 4 times after it as well, because it was still kind of growing out. Because what happens is the hair follicles, they all fall out the transplanted area.
Yeah.
In the first kind of 6 weeks. And then after that, that's when your real growth starts.
Like they tell you that, do they? That these hairs will fall out, rather than you waking up some morning and they're all on the pillow and you're saying, oh my God, it's failed.
Yeah. There's no. They explain everything. And to be fair, like the manual that they did give, once you follow that, you're all good.
Yeah. You cut it a few times. It's a bit like cutting the grass, isn't it? You cut the grass back to make it come back stronger.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. All right, but no, I must say it's something that I'm delighted that I did do, and that I did get it done. And it's definitely, a vote of confidence.
And tell me about your confidence levels. Were you were self conscious beforehand?
I always knew it was like I never had a strong hairline, that you're always trying to cover it. And so it comes to that factor of it's always coming annoying, and then you're using a lot of hairspray to hold it in place as well, and
a lot of work involved. I know, but I know I touched on it again with you, but is it more for how others perceive you or how you perceive yourself?
Oh, perceive myself, absolutely. Okay. It's within my own self confidence.
And Kamir, you lost a fortune of weight as well, did you?
Yeah, there was a bit of a drop of weight, all right.
But 16 kgs.
Yeah, so it was, I know, to be fair, it's put the head down, and it's definitely feeling a lot better now as well. And it's nice to wake up in the morning to be able to do a proper style on your hair.
Okay, but did the weight loss follow the transplant, or was it before
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely.
So you can connect your confidence boost with the hair transplant to deciding to lose weight.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, as I said, Joe, earlier, it was that new chapter that I was moving into, and it's put my head down, put a bit of focus into getting back in training.
Okay.
And
yeah. So talk about that then, because there'll be people listening to this saying, how did you do it?
To be fair, with clients that come in there, I have a lot of variation of different people that are in the fitness industry. So I've been working closely with them, and I think it was just getting my mindset right to get back into training as well. Obviously, and you're on a clearer path.
Okay, no, I get that, and the training's important.
I think the biggest thing as well, because your hair obviously doesn't come back straight away. That it was 7 months before I was back to like a full head of hair that I was happy with the style. That like it's the same process with losing weight. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, okay. I mean, even on that point you just made, then makes me ask: did you go back and grow a mullet all over again then?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's a shorter mullet. It's a bit more conservative compared to what I had.
So, like, weight training is important, right? And gym work is important. But with regards to weight loss of your caliber, 16 to 18 kilos, whatever, 90% of that actually has to do with what you eat.
Absolutely, yeah. That came down to, like, I meal prep and eating the right foods as well. That's usually a Sunday or Monday's job, and then do it midweek then again.
So what was your diet like?
Diet was actually grand. It was eggs and toast in the morning, and a lunch. I had my pasta, and then dinner could range anything from steak to chicken again. So like it's been grand. I think the other thing as well was just focusing on like reduction of going out as well.
So what was your diet like beforehand then, when you were just young, free and single and cutting free and eating what you wanted?
Yeah, I think as well, like, Joe, just like I live a busy lifestyle. I'm actually en route back up to Dublin there now again to the Irish lads. So it's my lifestyle is pretty busy. And so like having that meal prep was always key to having the lunch boxes ready to go as well.
So were you kind of just grabbing anything you could? It could have been fast food or takeaway.
I think so. I think running your own business as well, it's your life can take over a bit as well on us. And I think just that self confidence and self awareness of putting yourself first was the biggest thing, instead of putting others first. And I suppose having that bit of self awareness as well for yourself.
Yeah, well, that confidence boost, of course, was, you know, was needed, and it was the hair transplant where you felt better about yourself and you looked better and you. Okay, let's be honest about this. We also are concerned as to how other people judge us. That's important too. But your confidence boost then led, well, after the hair transplant, to getting to the gym, getting a proper meal balance going, get a proper nutritional regime that led to, what, 16 or 18 kilos later. You're managing it now. That's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's managing it now. And it's obviously the start. It's like anything. The start is always the hardest. But once you get into that routine, I think it's the same with, like, even, you know, after the sort of post transplant with, like, the recovery.
Yeah.
And understanding that once you get into that, and it's.
Do you ever try keto?
Never tried keto. No, never tried keto. So I kind of. And I kept stuck with the nutritionist that I was working with. And,
it worked. Yeah, absolutely.
And it works. So it's
fair play.
I'm happy. So it's just about maintaining and keeping it up now. That's the main goal.
Not about it, yeah. I'd say you'll nail that, no problem. So you're off up to cut their hair again now ahead of the Denmark game, is it?
Well, no, it's North Macedonia. They have
Sorry. And my apologies. It should have been the Denmark game.
Yeah, it would have been nice, but yeah, no, I'm route on the way up there now at the moment. So.
All right, well, drive safely, my friend, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Chatting, Kieran. Take care.
Appreciate it.
Kieran O'Sullivan is also an Insta guy. Instagram. He's on Kiwi Cuts. Lovely guy. Interesting when you think about how you look and how you think you perceive yourself and others perceive you, whether that might be all sorts of different interventions that one can have. It can be a hair transplant just off the top of my head. You can get dental work done. You can get bypass banding, all sorts of gastric banding done, stuff like that. You might have